Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate January 10th. When World War II ended, the U.S. Army was concerned that future enemies might lob high-altitude missiles our way, so it wanted to know if radar could track them. But there weren't any such missiles at the time, so there was nothing to practice on. So the leader of a Signal Corps team came up with another target, the moon. His team bounced its first signals off the moon 75 years ago today. Project Diana was named for a moon goddess. It was led by John DeWitt Jr. At age 16, he'd set up the first radio station in Nashville. Before the war, he built a radio telescope. He even tried to detect radio signals reflected from the moon. For Project Diana, his team used war surplus radar equipment, which sent out pulses of radio waves. The receiver couldn't move much, so the team could look only around moonrise or moonset. The challenge was to see if the radar beam could pass through a layer of the atmosphere that reflects radio waves. After several days of trying, the team saw and heard the echo from the moon on January 10, 1946. Other successful runs followed. The tests revealed that it was possible to see missiles with radar, and it established a new field of science. Today, astronomers use the technique to study the planets and moons of the solar system. One of those targets is Venus, the morning star, which is near the moon in tomorrow's dawn twilight. Two worlds seen by the light of radar. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.